Red Allen was one of the great trumpet players, and he was the son of Henry Red Allen Sr., who was a brass band musician in New Orleans. And Red Allen developed a sort of individualistic style, which is very hard for other trumpet players to copy. A lot of people could copy Louis Armstrong, because his sort of music was linear. But Mr. Allen was very tangentially went all over the place. And today we have a record I will be playing, the best imitation of Red Allen you'll ever hear. Somebody finally cracked this nut and managed to sound a little bit like Red Allen. We'll hear that much later. But let's hear Henry Red Allen himself. This is a very famous session with the Louis Russell Orchestra, and which included a lot of New Orleans musicians such as Albert Nicholas on clarinet, Louis Russell himself on piano. He was born in South America, but made most of his life in New Orleans, early life in New Orleans. We have Paul Barber on drums. He's from New Orleans, as Pops Buster, the drummer, the bass player. And we have J.C. Higginbotham on trombone and Charlie Holmes on alto, and of course Henry Red Allen on trumpet. I think you'll enjoy this very much. It's a tune Allen wrote called It Should Be You. The Louis Russell Orchestra, led by none other than Henry Red Allen, and you get an idea of his angular trumpet playing there. Marvellous stuff. And of course Louis led the same band and made a lot of recordings in the 1930s, leading the Louis Russell Band. And one of these days I'm going to do a special on Louis Russell, in which we will hear most of the output of this wonderful band that had, as I say, Albert Nicholas and clarinet and a lot of finest people.